The country is still reeling from one death and 19 injuries in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend during protests by white supremacist groups.
Neo-Nazis and groups like the Ku Klux Klan gathered in the city over the weekend for a Unite the Right rally to protest the city's planned removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Yesterday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey condemned the white supremacist groups that held that rally in Virginia, saying he, quote, 100% condemns these hate groups, the KKK, the Klan, neo-Nazis, white nationalists.
But he again said he would not take the lead in removing six Confederate monuments here in Arizona, as civil rights advocates have called for him to do. In 2015, state lawmaker Reginald Boulding called for the renaming of Jefferson Davis Highway near Apache Junction. And earlier this summer, leaders from the African-American community here spoke out, calling for the immediate removal of all of the Confederate monuments here in the state. And for more on that, we're joined now by one of those leaders who called for the monument's removal in June. Roy Tatum Jr. is the president of the East Valley chapter of the NAACP. Roy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So first, Roy, tell us, Governor Ducey said yesterday that there's a public process for removing monuments, and if the public wants to be engaged in that process, they can do that. What's your response to that?
We've actually been engaged in that process for 2 years now, and we've been calling on the governor to take leadership. He's not taking a meeting with us. He's not been responsive. He's not listening to his constituents. And so, therefore, entering the public process, he's just giving us lip service, and he's not taking leadership on the issue that's concerning so many citizens right here in Arizona.
So tell us, why do you think these monuments should be removed?
Well, first and foremost, there's no place for the Confederacy. It shouldn't be, not only in Arizona, but not in America. The Confederacy was about secession. The Confederacy was about slavery. The Confederacy was about segregation and injustice. And we cannot tolerate that in 2017. The Confederacy was another government, a terrorist organization trying to overthrow the United States of America. There's no reason that they should be celebrated.
So Governor Ducey also said yesterday that he asked basically if we should hide our state's history, even when it's ugly history. I wonder, do you think there's a balance between memorializing these Confederate soldiers in statues and naming things after them throughout the state and sort of erasing this from our history?
I don't believe in erasing history at all. However, when we erect a statue or we erect monuments, we erect statues for heroes. We erect monuments for heroes. We do not erect statues and monuments for terrorists or opposing governments. In Germany, you do not see a statue of Adolf Hitler. You will not see a statue of Osama bin Laden in America. So the Robert E. Lee is the equivalent. He led the opposition of the United States of America. So this should not even be a debate. And for those that want to identify with Confederacy and Confederate history, they tell me that they do not believe in the rights of all people, of African Americans, of the Jewish community, the LGBT community, the Catholic community. They do not believe in what America is striving to be.
Roy, I wonder why now? Why many of these monuments have been up for decades, generations? Why do you think this is an important time to get rid of these?
Well, in all honesty, one of the last monuments was erected in 2010. So it's not been that long, and some of the monuments in Arizona were started in 1961, which was a direct opposition move to the growing civil rights movement. So once again, we're talking about a group of people that want to deny Americans their rights. We're not just talking about Black Americans or Hispanic Americans. We're talking about Americans their rights as a whole. So this was a move directly in opposition to the growing civil rights movement. So Governor Ducey has a tremendous opportunity here to take the lead, to show the United States of America that he is the leader of a progressive state, of one of the fastest growing communities in the country. People are moving to Arizona. People are moving to Maricopa County in record numbers. And I'm getting growing calls from members of the community for Governor Ducey to take the lead on this. And they're looking at me to apply that pressure. And also with Reginald Boulding, we stand with Representative Boulding and his leadership to call for all of our leaders and other civil rights organizations, religious organizations, other elected officials. We call on them to stand with us. We've been doing this for 2 years, well over 2 years, starting with the Jefferson Davis Highway here in Arizona. I'm from Virginia. I grew up in Virginia. And to even see a Jefferson Davis Highway in Virginia is troubling to me, because he was the president of the Confederacy, the opposite of Abraham Lincoln. And so, God forbid, had he won, I may still be in chains today.
Roy Tatum Jr. is the president of the East Valley chapter of the NAACP. Roy, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.